Welcome to the Recruiting Scoop on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com. I'm Joe Cook. We got Justin Wells. Last official visit weekend, finally here. I'm sure the coaches are happy. The staffers, I know this is the month that Steve Sarkisian, Brandon Harris, Chris Gilbert, Taylor Sarles, it keeps them up at night, and it's finally finally coming to a close.
It is. You know, and it's funny because it feels like each weekend had a theme. You know, first weekend was shoot your shot. Last weekend it was solidify the foundation. I think this weekend is bring in all the commits and let's remind everybody that we're a big family and that a handful of these guys that aren't committed, they need to be a part of that. And so I really like the way that they staggered this out. I like that they're very rigid in this, Joe. They're doing three official visit weekends. That's it. A lot of schools, four, five, even six weekends. Texas understands it's so taxing. Like you opened with, it's a beating for guys like Coach Kilbert and Coach Harris and Miss Sarles. It's a beating for them. So they really, I like how they're efficient with it. They get it down to three weekends and they do it big. They do it real big, as we've seen. And so this is the last one, and there's some really important 2026 targets we need to discuss.
We have a full list over on InsideTexas.com, almost 20, I think, this time. Maybe a little bit more than 20. This may be the biggest weekend, especially with all the different
– a couple new additions made it bigger than last weekend.
But we have to, of course, talk about the commits. And one commit who just put on a big show out in Los Angeles, that is Dia Bell, winning Elite 11. And that's going to be nice to be able to tell people whenever he – steps on the 40 acres probably later today.
I mean, what else can we say about this kid, Joe? I mean, I feel like I've used every positive word and adjective in the English language on this kid. Look, you know, Arch Manning was a gigantic recruitment. I think Dia Bell is as big as a recruitment. I think the bridge from Arch to Dia is massively important for the future of this program. And Dia is a competitor. That's what I love about him, man. He is a competitor. He goes out to these events, and it's not just for show. It's to get better. It's to gauge yourself against others. And Dia was tremendous. I actually messaged with him last night, you know, give him a little bit of a congratulations. He said, you know, I had one job this week, winning Elite 11 MVP. That's all I wanted to do, and I did. He goes, now I'm coming home to hang out with my team. And so – Dia Bell. And now he's up to what, 6'3, 210, 215. He's going to be the number one rated quarterback in the country by January, if not sooner.
Yeah, I think the competition with Jared Curtis is going to heat up, but
and especially, I don't think Curtis did this event.
No, he wasn't.
And you know, like Arch the year before, sometimes they'll hold that against you.
Yeah, and this is actually, I just kind of dawned on me. That, you know, you think about last year, the recruiting cycle, KJ Lacy was committed pretty early in this process. He was there recruiting, but KJ didn't have the same high profile that Dia does. Right. Trey Owens was similar. He was committed. He's from Texas, but he didn't have that, you know, five-star ranking. Arch was, but he wasn't committed until, you know, June 23rd, I think, something like that. So this is a very – I don't want to say different dynamic, but it's something Texas hasn't had in a couple of years, and that they have their five-star quarterback commit here for these official visit weekends. So,
And look, Dia, you know, we knew that he was coming in on the 20th, 22nd this weekend for like 3 or 4 months, but Dia didn't know because he kept waiting for the coaches to kind of say, hey, okay, this is the weekend we need you in. And that's how important he is as a recruiter in this class. You know, Texas fans take it really hard in June over the last 3 or 4 cycles because Texas, it seems like they get beat on kids in June. They don't remember the rest of the cycle, the rest of the class. And so Dia's here as a reminder. Like, you still have one of the best quarterbacks in the country. You still have some of the best prospects already in the mix. And with the guys coming in this weekend, it just makes it that much more important. Dia is as valuable on the field as he is recruiting off the field.
Yeah, and I think he told Chad Simmons out in L.A., like, something drastic, something major would have to happen for him to back off of his pledge. And, you know, reading between the lines, that probably just means Steve Sarkisian in the NFL. That's basically exactly the only thing that would move Dia off his pledge. One of the things that we're going to be looking for this weekend is how Alito wide receiver Caden Finley, the reaction from him for this visit, son of Jermichael Finley. Longhorns are in a battle with the Fighting Irish, Justin.
Here's another guy that we've said so many things about, and it's been a Notre Dame-Texas fight for well over 6 months now. You know, he did take a couple other official visits. I believe he popped into A&M for a weekend, kind of a courtesy. But this is going to come down to the Fighting Irish and the Fighting Longhorns. Look, conventional wisdom tells you Texas should have the advantage because his dad played at Texas, because he really likes UT. He really likes Austin. He's been around it growing up. But recruiting is different. Every cycle is different. Every recruitment is different. In Notre Dame, you cannot discount how well they've done this. You know, last weekend, when they had him come in for their official last weekend, they had so many other guys there, not only commitments, but, you know, like a Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Because they're recruiting his son. And so Caden's one of those guys that, you know, in the past, we would have probably just, oh, he's going to Texas. He's probably going to Texas. He's a legacy. You can't do that with this particular recruitment because they are selling him on Jaden Greathouse 2.0, and he's buying right now, guys. And so Texas has a tall task this weekend. They're squarely in it, but I feel like they are kind of trying to catch up on a little slack that Notre Dame has accrued over the last month. He popped in there for an unofficial this month too. So they're doing this thing big. He is a major priority. On the other side, Texas has him number one on the big board for in-state receivers. He's been that way for well over a year. They're going to love on him. They're going to show him how he can fit and contribute in this offense. There's still some confidence in that Longhorn football facility that they can get Caden Finley. He's got a July 4th date. This weekend looms large.
I got nothing else to add. We'll move on. Tyler Atkinson, number one linebacker in the country from Grayson, a place that Texas had been to in the past, trying to go back to him. And this was set up. It leaked out this week that, and Hayes Fawcett was the one that reported it. But these things don't just happen like that. It takes effort and relationships and communication for something like that to be set up. And I think that's, I think that shows how involved Texas is in this recruitment. But, Justin, where might they stand for the number one linebacker in the country?
On the plus side, he's been hanging around Austin for the last month. He's been working out with Derek Johnson, and former Texas linebacker. And you know what? If I've got a summer break, I'm probably going to hang out in Austin for a few weeks myself. It is a nice place when it's not killing you with humidity. Tyler's a guy that Texas is just – they've kept around. I believe he came in last year for the Texas-Georgia game. Yes. There was a little bit of momentum there. When I went to Grayson to see him, he told me he liked Texas, but he named off about seven or eight other schools that were higher priorities on his list, and that's just some prospects. It's the way it is. Fast forward to now, and this is a Georgia kid that Georgia leads for. Ohio State is pushing, and Oregon is coming in with a big bid. They're going to start to push as well. But Texas is using this him being in Austin as a convenience. Let's see what we can show him. Texas does not care if a kid isn't leaning to Texas. They don't care if they're committed to another school or if the odds are completely stacked up against them, a la Justice Terry. They don't care. They're going to try. Now, sources tell me the NIL is going to be a big factor in this recruitment, a large number factor in this recruitment, maybe a little too much, but that's not for us to decide. Let's let them figure that out. I think Texas is going to come correct. I think they're going to show him a good time. What he says after the visit is going to be the most telling, you know, kind of his post-OV thoughts. But I just like that Texas is back in the mix with him. They couldn't get him on campus for the last 6 months. They tried for junior day. No answer. They tried for April scrimmages, unofficials. No answer. Now he's right down the road, and he's like, okay, I'll come over there and check it out. Again, this is an NIL recruitment to watch. I think Texas is playing major catch-up, but I don't think Sark cares.
Before we keep going, got to show some love to our sponsor, that is Lux Kitchen and Bath.
This video is brought to you by Lux Kitchen and Bath. Lux has been offering high-end kitchen and bathroom remodels for three generations throughout the greater Austin area. With five-star review after five-star review on Google and Facebook, and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, you can put your faith in Lux Kitchen and Bath's award-winning designers and skilled craftspeople to bring to life that dream vision of your special home. But that's not all. Lux's all-star team provides full remodels, large additions, and even commercial build-outs as well. So call Lux Kitchen and Bath at 833-358-LUX today. Or visit luxkitchenbath.com to discover where quality meets luxury and begin the process of transforming your home. Get a free quote today by calling 833-358-LUX. That's L-U-X-E. Or by visiting luxkitchenbath.com. Link in the description.
Thank you, LC. You know who probably is going to end up having a nice bathroom in his house once he's done with his football days? It's Richard Wesley. And I don't know where I was going with that, but Texas wants his football days to include some time spent in Austin. This is a reclass, but I don't care. This may be the perfect jack. But what does Texas have to do to get over and maybe get past a stiff competition from Oregon and even some other West Coast schools?
Turn on the tape of Colin Simmons. Just turn on the tape, turn off the lights, give him a little bit of popcorn, maybe a Coke, Dr. Pepper, and just say, hey, watch the next 45 minutes of this. We'll be back later. And by the time they come back in the room, Richard Wesley's going to be ready to commit. It's just I'm speaking it into existence. Look, when he came off the board early to Oregon a couple months ago, I had you know, we don't care what happens with these kids, but I was thinking, dang, because he's a reclassified kid, and a lot of those guys, it's dangerous when you're that close to the line of scrimmage taking in a chance on a kid that young. He does not play like a young kid. This dude is next level. There's a reason he's one of the highest coveted guys in the country. And he's mature beyond his years when you talk to people around him. This is a guy that gets me excited. You know, Tyler Atkinson's a good linebacker. James Johnson's a good defensive lineman. Richard Wesley looks like a guy that's going to walk across the stage with Roger Goodell. And that's the way he plays. And I think they're going to make that important. You know, they missed out on Dre Quinn this week. With Trenton Henderson coming in and a Richard Wesley coming in, I don't think anybody lost a wink of sleep. These are higher rated guys. These are higher rated prospects. And these are more talented prospects. And I think Texas knew that. I think they actually knew that going into this. Richard Wesley might be the one guy I'm the most excited about being on campus, because if they turn on the Colin Simmons tape and they show him just what they're able to do with the edge package and moving those guys around and just the rotation, the flexibility, the schematic approach, PK, you're in his bag with that guy. And let's not forget Coach Allen Clark.
Yep.
Once Coach Clark's in there with you, he probably even brings you a candy bar. Because, I mean, in a hot dog and some nachos, because it's a show watching Colin Simmons. I'm excited Richard Wesley's coming in, and I cannot wait to see what happens with that kid.
I think he really is a special prospect, and the big guns want him for a good reason. Yes. Last but certainly not least, you've been carrying the show. Thank you, Justin. But we got to talk a little bit about John Turntine. And this is a recruitment that, you know, we over at Inside Texas, and I think that even the Texas staff thought that they had basically the inside track the whole time. I don't know if that's not the case anymore, but their competition from Michigan and Texas A&M is making this a real tight battle here as he approaches his decision date.
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, that is the case. First off, you have to credit Michigan and Texas A&M. They put on absolute shows on their official visits for a lot of recruits this month, but for John Turntine, those two schools really, really showed him a good time, showed him how he can fit, things of that sort. And, you know, a couple days ago, our Charlie Williams has been all over that. So I want to make sure he gets credit. He's been up top to bottom on the Turntines. And they're an incredible family. They have been so helpful and so cool. And John III is such a good kid. I think there's just a lot of questions that need to be answered this weekend, Joe. You know, so in some cases, Felix Ojo has felt like the priority tackle. I think Turntime wants to know that they're both priority tackles, that they're both in that same conversation, which they should be. You know, Turntime is an unbelievable athlete. I think those questions need to be answered. You know, he has, aspirations of possibly going into the medical field. I think that's something that needs to be said or presented, because Michigan brought an incredible presentation about that and how that would work out. Here's something else. You've heard me say this a couple times on this show. This is an NIL recruitment. I'm not saying that about this one, because this is not an NIL recruitment. Everyone's going to assume the higher rated guys, it's all about the money. It's not. With John Turntime, it is not about the money. It's about the respect. It's about the opportunity. It's about the development. It's about getting on the field as fast as he can. And so, look, I think Texas has they have a mountain to climb here, guys. I'm just going to be honest with you. They have been trending for Turntime for well over a year, but over the last few weeks, Texas A&M and Michigan have really asserted themselves. In some cases, they have passed Texas in this recruitment. The Horns have a ton of catching up to do in this cycle. I'll say this. This is why Texas offers more than a handful of offensive tackles in-state. You know, for the last 3 months, Ojo and Turntime have looked Orange House bound. And then people would gripe when they would offer out-of-state guys. Well, let me tell you, the fact they offered Malachi Lee is significant in this recruitment, because that's your contingency. if something goes wrong with Turntime, they can shift to Malachi Lee, which I think Texas could be trending there as of right now. They Flood has been tremendous in that recruitment, plus the fact that he absolutely loved his trip when he came in. Turntime's one they're going to have to play catch-up on. Give Michigan, give A&M credit. They put on fantastic shows for those official visits. I think those two schools are the two that Texas is kind of battling the most. And so this weekend, some of these guys, you know, it's kind of solidifying where they stand with them. With some of them, they have some catching up to do. With Turntime, that's that case.
Man, great stuff, Justin. We got all the intel over on InsideTexas.com. We'll have it all weekend. Got our thread running, so come check us out.
Can I add one little nugget? I want to add just one. I hate to interrupt you.
Go for it.
One little nugget. We've just posted an inside. Last night we reported two new running back targets for 2026. You guys really want to get in on the board and read and watch the huddles of these kids. Even added a couple of them in the insides in the recruiting humidor. You guys want to sign up to Inside Texas and check these guys out. Texas is already moving on some other guys. They have a couple guys that they really like. They're also continuing to talk to Derek Cooper. They're going to try to get him in for an official during the season now. They are not going to let up on Derek Cooper. They absolutely love him. And so just to give you a little taste of what running back recruiting is looking like post-KJ Edwards, come to InsideTexas.com because we have the very latest.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next time on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel powered by InsideTexas.com.